Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. On behalf of the Crown Talk board members and I would like to congratulate our cover girl, Lauren Ray, and our cover girl for Kiddos Magazine, Olivia Brown, for being chosen as our next cover girls of our magazine. Tonight on the show, we have the wonderful girl, Emma Cook. However, before we chat with our guest speaker, I have a few announcements. We are having the first annual of the Crown Talk with Burgundy Pageant Hall of Fame. We are not a pageant. We are an award system. So if you want to learn more information about the Hall of Fame, please email crowntalkwithbyrgundy@gmail.com and or visit the website to see which tier you would want to be awarded under. Remember, you can get more than one award. It's just like the Grammys, the Oscars, and so on. So visit www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/Hall of Fame. I would like to give a humble thank you to L&M Bling, premium jewelry without the premium price. Thank you for always sponsoring our cover girls. And now, introducing our tween with big aspirations and goals, talents, and a huge heart, I am proud to call her one of my tween interns, Emma Cook. You can visit her bio on our website at www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk. Hey, Emma, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm good.
Good. How's your day been going?
My day's been great. How about yours?
It's been good so far. I'm excited that you're on the show.
Thanks. I'm excited about being on it. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to jump right into some questions. We're going to start with your questions from the emails we have received. Thank you, listeners, volunteering and sending in some questions for Emma. From Charleston, South Carolina, they asked, congratulations on being an honor student. How do you keep up with your grades, and what's your favorite subject?
I am really lucky because my mom is a teacher, and every day after school, my brother and I sit in her classroom and do our homework before we leave for the day. But her being a teacher also means that she gives me a lot of reminders to study and always check my agenda. There's nothing like having your mom with your teacher, being friends with your teachers on Facebook, and then chatting with you at lunch. And my favorite subject is history. I love it so much. It just interests me so much.
Oh, that's an interesting subject. I've never heard that from a tween like you to say history. That's pretty awesome. And also, you having your mother there to be on you, I think that's wonderful as well. So you get to eat lunch with her all the time?
Yeah, but it's not so great when she goes to your teachers.
Oh, okay. Well, our next question, since you said you have a brother from Alabaster, Alabama, they asked, do you have any brothers or sisters? And if you do, what do you like to do with them?
I have a brother. He is 8. And I love to go out and play baseball with him. And one of the best things about my little brother is that he loves to watch me compete, and he's my biggest supporter. We also both love art, and we love animals. We have a cat, a bunny, and are trying to convince our mom to let us adopt a stray cat in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's so cute. So you have a cat. So you're trying to get a cat, and you have a bunny and a dog. And so what's their names?
The neighborhood cat is Pebble. I don't know how that came along. My bunny's name is Baxter, and my cat's name is Wilson, after the president, Ronald Reagan.
Oh, wow. Well, those are some names right there, and I hope you get that cat, too. Fingers crossed.
So do I. Yeah.
Well, we're going to kind of go on to a more serious note, and I want to know, how did you develop your platform? Which you made, I know that you made it, you are in the junior high America system, the Miss Junior High America system, and their platform is Brave, but you made your own. Emma's become Brave at Playing It Forward. How did you come up with that?
Yes, the national platform for Miss Junior High, High, and Collegiate is Brave, and it stands for Building Respect and Values for Everyone. Mm-hmm. And the reason they have it is to raise awareness about bullying in schools and libraries and even in communities. After being crowned Miss South Carolina Junior High in January, I decided to take it one step further and develop my own personal platform with the Brave platform, which is Emma's Become Brave, Playing It Forward. And right now I have a video in the making which ties in your Playing It Forward with, instead of adults giving us solutions to stop bullying, your kids who are being bullied and seeing bullying are giving us your solutions.
Oh, wow, that is amazing how you came up with that, and you made it into your own, and I think that's phenomenal. And I wanted to give a few statistics that I've actually found, that 64% of children that are being bullied do not report being bullied at that time, and 36% are reported being bullied, and I found that on Pacer.org, and they're a really good organization that helps with bullying as well. And I think it's wonderful what you're doing as you're bringing awareness to the bullying that's going on, and not just by the parents saying, hey, you need to stop bullying, but it's from the people that are actually being bullied. So you're doing a phenomenal job with that.
Thank you.
So since we were talking about Brave and the title that you're holding, could you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and about the title that you're holding?
Well, as you know, my name is Emma, and my title is Miss South Carolina, and I'm so excited because I get to go to San Antonio, Texas in July to compete in the national pageant for Miss South Carolina Junior High.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a little brother, and I love to get out and do other things besides school. And one of my favorite hobbies is to dance, because I get to take so many different dance classes after school, and it's just really awesome for me to get out and do that.
So with your dancing, do you ever take books to dancing to read? I heard that you like to read a lot.
Yes. Sometimes I get into trouble with all my reading, because I get caught reading under the covers when I'm supposed to be in bed. I've tried to stop doing that, but it's not working. So my mom had to start taking all my flashcards away.
What? That's exactly what happened to me when I was younger as well. So it's completely normal. But try to read at a certain time and place. So what is your favorite book to read and why?
I don't really have one particular author or favorite book because I read so many, but my favorite genres are science fiction because they really get you up and going, and I love realistic fiction because it can happen, and some of the realistic fictions I like to read are the American Girl series because it gets me involved, especially for the historical ones. Because I get to see from a girl my age, her point of view in history, and I just love history.
Well, speaking of girls your age, there's someone from Naples, Florida. She says, hi, Emma. I'm going to be competing in the Miss Junior High Florida pageant next year. Can you help me get started?
Well, I would love to. What I love most about the junior high program is its commitment to community service. I would encourage you to get involved and find something you're very passionate about. At the state and national level, you will compete in personal interview, on-stage evening gown, fun fashion wear, which is like your modeling wear, and then an on-stage question. My best advice to you is to just be yourself, and especially when choosing your wardrobe, because you don't want to be in something that you don't feel comfortable in and you don't feel great in. My mom has always told me.
And to add on to what Emma's saying, I can recognize what she said about being yourself. That's what pageantry is all about, being yourself. If you don't feel comfortable in something, you can always change it. We want you to feel comfortable in the pageant industry. We want you to be yourself. So that's a wonderful advice that Emma has given you. So take that all into, soak it all up, and when you compete, go out there and be yourself. Well, Emma, we're going to take a small little break, and I'm going to give thanks to one of our quintessential sponsors, McFormsville Christian University. You can apply today for your honorary degree at McFormsville, McFormsvilleUnive.wix.com/mcu-edu. There's no ACT, SAT, or GMAT required. It's just Christian. It's just your Christian and life experience that is required. Central sponsorship. Remember, we are still on the line with Emma Cook. She may be a queen, but she is a queen with a purpose. Emma, when you are not participating in the pageant world or reading a book or about history, what activities do you participate in during your year, and which one is your favorite?
Well, like I said, I love to dance, especially after school, but I also love to do archery, and I got a compound bow for Christmas. So that was a lot of fun, and I'm even taking lessons at my school, and my PE teachers are helping me with that a lot.
So you do archery?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I know that has to be absolutely fun. You think you're going to further that the older you get?
I think so. I really enjoy archery, and I know it's not something very common, but it's something I got really interested in last year when we started taking it in PE class. So it's something I've wanted to further on with. And I even had the opportunity to shoot a few arrows over Christmas break.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, Emma, it's really good to be different. And I think you are definitely showing that, because you're doing archery, you're dancing, you love history. You love hanging out with your brother. But I want to know a little bit more about your organization that you created called Hearts to Inspire. So could you elaborate more on that?
Yes. Hearts to Inspire is an organization that I started after having the opportunity to visit assisted living homes and even Ronald McDonald House. And I saw how much people there enjoyed getting the cards and inspiring words, and I decided to take it one step further and create my own organization and website to create for people all over the United States to get involved and connect with people who need cards and all kinds of inspiring words.
And how can our listeners get involved with your organization?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.cardstoreinspire.com.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of tabs on there for assisted living homes, soldiers, children at hospitals. There's all kinds of different tabs on there that you can go to. And there's, I think there's addresses on there.
Oh, wow. Well, you're definitely doing a tremendous job and changing lives just every day. So, wonderful job. I definitely commend you on that.
Thank you.
Well, Emma, from Elizabethtown, Kentucky, they wanted to know what made you get into the pageant.
Well, my mother was Miss May 1999, and she got to attend Miss America after hearing all her stories and having my grandmother enter me in a Four Points magazine photo contest when I was six. I kind of got the pageant bug and asked my mom and asked my mom and dad if I could try one. And then after my first one, I was hooked. Even though I lost my first 10, I kept asking to do more. And I didn't just lose my first 10. I really lost my first 10.
So like, you caught the bug of the pageant. So you caught the pageant bug, and you just found a love for it ever since.
Yes.
And do you think it's because you have a crown, a shiny crown, and you get to go around to the communities and just add on more things to your table of community service, but you added a crown with it, and people can really look up to you even more? Do you think that's why?
Yes. Yes, because even without a crown, you can do community service, but people look at you more if you have something like a crown to show with it.
Yes, they do. Well, on to a college. I know everybody's like, what? She's talking about a college. But from Lumberton, North Carolina, they asked, in your bio, you want to attend Clemson University. Did you have anyone significant in your life to inspire you to attend that university, and why?
Actually, no. My mom received her undergraduate degree from the University of Maine, and one of her masters from the University of New England, and the other from George Washington University. And my dad received his undergraduate from the University of Maine as well, and his MBA from USC. And USC are big rivals in South Carolina. So he had big hopes that I would attend USC. But after reading about Clemson and all the school and the town have to offer, and then being inspired by Hope Harvard, Miss South Carolina's outstanding team, 2015, who is a rally cat, it just has become my dream to attend and become a rally cat. And I'm really hoping to attend a football game in the fall.
Oh, I think you're going to have a wonderful time. And I can definitely see that you're definitely going to be a Clemson girl in the future. So when I'm older and you get older, I will definitely be seeing you at probably one of those games.
I hope so.
Well, Emma, in 30 seconds, tell us your favorite TV shows. Are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, go.
My favorite TV show is Property Brothers on HGTV because it's so funny, and my favorite brother is Jonathan. And my favorite episode is one of the episodes with the kids because I enjoy watching the kids get their rims redone.
Are those the only two?
Yes, that is my favorite one.
Wow, well, you must watch a lot of TV, don't you?
Tons during the week, mostly on the weekend.
Oh, okay. So tell me a little bit more about your dancing experience. Do you ever have to do talent or anything at your pageant?
Well, I do natural pageants. And so a good bit of the time there is talent competition. Mm-hmm. So I do get to do my talent. And my talent is when I go, I usually do a tap solo. And right now I'm doing one to Big Swing. And it's a lot of fun because I get to dance in old-fashioned golf knickers with a golf club.
Ooh, that's going to be fun. Is it a jazz routine?
Is it what?
Is it a jazz routine? What type of dance style is it?
Tap routine. I take classes in every genre, but tap has always been my favorite, and it's always been my best genre.
Oh, well, I can't wait to see your routine and see you actually tap one time or another. Well, thank you, Emma, so much for coming on the show tonight. But before you go, we have a little surprise for you that we have not told you about. The Crown Talk staff, board of directors, and I would like to congratulate you for being nominated as our 2016 Crown Talk with Burgundy Humanity Award winner. This award is one of the biggest awards we have within our brand. So surprise and congratulations, Emma.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I had such a great time this evening.
Well, we had a wonderful night, and I'm so glad that you could participate on this show, and we'll definitely be giving you more information about your award that you have just received.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you, Emma, again, for coming on the show. I know she is a queen, as I said, she may be a queen, but she is a queen with a purpose. She has so many aspirations and so many goals in life that I know she is going to achieve in the pageant industry and when she attends Clemson in the future. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. Remember to follow our social media sites, Facebook under Burgundy Mallory, and we do have a new Facebook page called Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine, and it is spelled BYRGUNDY. Twitter account, Crown Talk with BY. Instagram, Crown Talk with B, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY. YouTube, Crown Talk with a space and then Burgundy. And then you also can visit our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkwithbyrgundy, www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk, and also, as I said before, the Hall of Fame website, www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/Hall of Fame. Remember, if you have missed an episode, you can visit our blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkburgundy website and go on demand, sit back and eat some popcorn and listen to all the title holders and special guests that we have had on our show dealing with the pageant industry. And I would like to thank you for always supporting the Crown Talk with Burgundy brand, listeners. Crown Talk with Burgundy listeners, I hope you have a wonderful night. And remember, you're never too young to be a role model.